Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Power of Zero, revised and updated by David McKnight, is a retirement planning guide built around a single provocative goal, arranging your finances so your taxable income in retirement falls into the U% bracket. Rather than treating taxes as an unavoidable afterthought, the book argues that tax policy, required minimum distributions, and the growth of tax-deferred accounts can combine into a surprise tax problem later in life. McKnight frames retirement assets in three tax categories and explains how shifting money among them can change the long-term outcome. The updated edition reflects ongoing debates about government debt, future tax rates, and how legislative changes can affect retirees. Written for everyday savers as well as near retirees, it emphasizes proactive planning, the timing of withdrawals, and using tools that may create tax-free income. The book is often discussed in personal finance circles for its clear framework and its strong stance on reducing future tax risk. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, the three tax buckets and why your mix matters. A central organizing idea in the book is the three bucket view of retirement savings, taxable accounts, tax deferred accounts, and tax free accounts. McKnight uses this framework to show how two retirees with the same net worth can experience very different tax bills depending on where their money sits. Taxable assets, such as brokerage accounts, may generate interest, dividends, and capital gains, but they can also offer flexibility and potential preferential rates. Tax-deferred assets, like traditional 401k and IRA balances, can grow without annual tax, yet typically create ordinary income when withdrawn. Tax-free assets, most notably Roth-style accounts, may allow qualified withdrawals without federal income tax, creating more control over reported income. The book stresses that most middle-class savers are heavily concentrated in the tax-deferred bucket because workplace plans encourage it, which can set up large taxable distributions later. By understanding the buckets, readers can better evaluate decisions such as where to save new dollars, how to invest across account types, and how to position assets to manage taxes across decades. This section sets the stage for the book's broader argument that tax diversification is not enough if policy shifts raise future rates. Secondly, the tax risk story, debt, policy change, and bracket creep. The Power of Zero places heavy emphasis on what it calls tax risk, the possibility that future tax rates will be higher than they are today. The book links this risk to large government obligations and the political incentives that can lead to higher revenue collection over time. For retirees, the concern is not only a headline tax increase, but the way higher rates interact with forced income. Large pre-tax balances can push retirees into higher brackets just as they lose earned income and flexibility. The book also highlights how inflation and income thresholds can create bracket creep, causing a growing share of withdrawals and Social Security benefits to become taxable. Another related risk is the compression of deductions or changes to thresholds for surcharges, which can raise the effective rate even without changing the statutory brackets. McKnight uses this macro perspective to motivate earlier action. If rates are lower today than they may be later, paying taxes strategically now could be cheaper than paying them under a future regime. Even readers who disagree with the policy forecast can still take away a useful planning principle. Build a retirement plan that works under multiple tax scenarios rather than betting everything on one outlook. Thirdly, required minimum distributions and the chain reaction they can trigger, a practical focal point in the book, is the role of required minimum distributions, or RMDs, from traditional retirement accounts. McKnight explains that once RMD age arrives, withdrawals become mandatory and are generally taxed as ordinary income. This can create a chain reaction. Higher taxable income can increase the portion of Social Security that becomes taxable, reduce eligibility for certain credits, and potentially raise Medicare-related costs through income-based surcharges. Even if a retiree does not need the money for spending, the distribution still occurs, and any reinvestment typically happens in a taxable account, shifting the future tax profile. The book's larger argument is that many households underestimate how big these forced withdrawals can become if they spend decades accumulating in pre-tax accounts and experience steady market growth. It encourages readers to model their future RMDs rather than assuming their taxable income will drop dramatically at retirement. By framing RMDs as an avoidable planning problem rather than an inevitability, the book points towards strategies to reduce the size of the future tax-deferred bucket, improve flexibility in later years, and keep taxable income low enough to preserve favorable brackets. Fourthly, Roth conversions and the idea of filling today's bracket on purpose. One of the book's signature tactics is using Roth conversions as a deliberate, multi-year strategy to move money from the tax-deferred bucket to the tax-free bucket. McKnight describes the planning logic as choosing to pay tax now at a known rate to avoid paying tax later at a potentially higher rate, while also reducing future RMDs. The emphasis is on timing and control. Conversions can be targeted during years when taxable income is temporarily low, such as early retirement before Social Security and RMDs begin, or after a job change. The book also discusses the importance of watching how additional conversion income interacts with other thresholds and phase-outs, since converting too aggressively can create unintended costs. A key takeaway is the concept of bracket management. Converting just enough each year to fill a desired tax bracket, rather than trying to convert everything at once. While the book is strongly pro-conversion, it also implicitly teaches readers to treat conversions as a personalized math problem, balancing current tax payments, future withdrawal needs, estate goals, and the likelihood of policy change. Done thoughtfully, this approach can create a more predictable retirement tax picture and increase the share of income that stays off the tax return. Lastly, toward the 0% bracket, building tax-free income streams in retirement. The headline promise of the book is reaching a 0% tax bracket in retirement, which it presents as achievable by combining tax-free income sources and careful income planning. McKnight's broader message is not merely to pay less tax, but to increase freedom. If more of your retirement cash flow does not raise taxable income, you gain flexibility to spend, give, or manage healthcare-related costs without being pushed into a higher bracket. The book explores how withdrawals can be sequenced across account types to control reported income, potentially using taxable and tax-free funds to cover spending needs while limiting ordinary income. It also emphasizes the advantage of having a substantial Roth-style pool that can be tapped without increasing adjusted gross income. The 0% idea is best read as a strategic direction rather than a universal guarantee, because every household faces different pensions, Social Security profiles, and account balances. Still, the concept helps readers think in terms of retirement income engineering, not just how much they can accumulate, but how they will turn assets into spendable cash while protecting themselves from rising rates, forced distributions, and the compounding effect of taxes on longevity of savings. In conclusion, this book is best suited for pre-retirees, early retirees, and mid-career savers who have built large balances in traditional 401k or IRA accounts and want to understand how taxes can reshape their retirement outcome. It is also valuable for couples coordinating Social Security timing and for anyone who worries that future tax policy could make a tax-deferred heavy plan less effective. The primary benefit is clarity. The three-bucket framework and the focus on RMD-driven income help readers see why retirement taxes are not automatically lower and why control of taxable income can be as important as investment returns. In practical terms, the reader gains a roadmap for evaluating Roth conversions, improving account diversification, and designing withdrawal sequences that can reduce taxes and increase flexibility in later years. Compared with many retirement books that prioritize portfolio allocation or generic saving advice, The Power of Zero differentiates itself by putting tax rate uncertainty and income engineering at the center of the plan. It offers a clear point of view and a memorable target that encourages action years before retirement. For readers willing to run the numbers with a professional or planning software, it can be worth buying as a framework for conversations and decisions that may materially improve after-tax retirement income. If you would like to support David McKnight, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.